of us must care for life, cherish life with tenderness, warmth. To give life is to open our heart, and to care for life is to give oneself in tenderness and warmth for others, to have concern in my heart for others. These words are from Cardinal Bergoglio in 2005, now Pope Francis. On this Respect Life weekend, Catholics throughout our country are called to reflect on the sanctity of every human life from the moment of conception until natural death. Our minds turn first to the horrors of abortion, but let us not forget tragedies such as euthanasia and capital punishment. We must remember also the words spoken and the thoughts put forward that demean one's life in any fashion. The bishops of our country set aside this weekend as a call to prayer, seeking intercession for every act that debases the sanctity of human life. How fitting then it is that we're back in the vineyard, so to speak, with our scriptures this week. The prophet Isaiah, in our first reading, sings a love song to his friend about his vineyard. Just imagine the setting, this beautiful vineyard on the perfect hillside with fertile ground. Isaiah then describes how hard his friend worked to cultivate that vineyard. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the best vines. He even built a wine press with the expectation that there would be a great harvest. Yet, when it came to that time, all he could find were wild grapes. In other words, rotten grapes, useless. The friend in this love song is God, and the vineyard is the chosen people of Israel, in which we also see our world today. What was true thousands of years ago is sadly still true today. Despite the fact God has gone all out in preparing the vineyard, giving us his gifts, preparing the kingdom of heaven, the Israelite people then and us today don't always respond. Both in our individual lives and as a larger society, down through the ages, we have failed to respond to all of God's efforts on our behalf. As we pray this weekend for the sanctity of human life, we can't help but remember that we live in a culture of death, in a culture of waste, as Pope Francis terms it. When we fail to cooperate with God's grace, we then leave room for the weeds of relativism, secularism, and hatred of all forms to grow in the vineyard and choke out the harvest. Sometimes we wonder why God doesn't intervene in certain situations. But do we ever wonder if maybe it's not so much God's absence, but rather our lack of cooperation with God's grace? The image from Isaiah tells us that God is always working for our benefit. He's always offering his grace. And that's the awesome thing about God, is that he never gives up on us. He never tires, and he's never absent. Through the life of the church, especially her sacraments, we're given countless opportunities for grace and encounter with Jesus. The vineyard is only turned to ruins when we don't cooperate with God. This is true not only of our world and our church universal, but also for the vineyards of our hearts. A priest once said on a retreat that I was on in the seminary that everything in life is a grace, a gift, and a blessing. Everything, even the challenges. The only one who can open our hearts to that grace is us. It's our decision to convert, to turn towards God, not away from him. And we're given the tools to do it. Again, look to the life of the church, from the grace of the sacraments to the example of all the saints and holy men and women. We have what it takes to cooperate with God's grace. And I know often enough we do. especially this parish community. Yet in many ways, our country seems to be coming to a crossroad, which requires us to be brutally honest with ourselves. Taking care of the vineyard and preparing the harvest starts with the sanctity of life. If one doesn't value the dignity of every human life from that moment of conception until natural death, all other conversations after that don't really matter. Whether we're speaking philosophically, theologically, or just practically, for a civilization to flourish as God intends, that truth must be the bedrock. The most precious gift ever given to humanity is life itself, and how it can't be regarded as such by all people will forever blow my mind, to be perfectly honest. It's something I'll never quite understand. And when we talk about respecting life, yes, we're talking about the major issues, especially those that end one's life unjustly. But let's not forget the basics of how we treat one another. What kind of judgments do we make based on someone's race, creed, religion, background, where they live, whatever it might be? Do we look at another and see a brother and sister in Christ? Or do we look them up and down and make a snap judgment based on arbitrary reason? This is the kind of important reflection we're called to this weekend. We've all got our own biases for one reason or another, including me. But our scriptures, coupled with Respect Life Weekend, are calling us away from being biased and towards being conformed to the truth of the gospel. Folks, when we cooperate with God's grace, amazing things will happen. The vineyard will flourish with an abundance of choice fruit, both in our hearts and in our world. Our reflection can leave us in one of two places. We can either look out to our country and to our world and throw our hands up and see a hopeless cause, or we can look out and see fertile ground. We can see opportunity. We can see a great harvest just waiting for us. God's doing his part. Are we doing ours? And so allow me then to conclude with these words again from Pope Francis. Caring for life from the beginning to the end. What a simple thing. What a beautiful thing. So go forth and don't be discouraged. Care for life. It's worth it.